All right, ready to decode some hearts today.
Ooh, sounds intriguing. What's on the agenda?
We're diving deep into the world of Leo men. We've got this article all about figuring out if their intentions are genuine or, well, not so much.
The age-old question, love, or just a roar? I'm in.
Right. And this article, it lays out 8 signs to watch out for.
8 signs. Okay, you've definitely got my attention.
The first one, it really got me thinking. It's about how Leo men compliment. We all love a bit of flattery, right? But this article, it suggests those compliments might be a red flag, especially if they're only about, you know, looks.
Ah, so it's about going beyond the surface.
Exactly. Like, is that a Leo thing, or could anyone with, let's say, less than genuine intentions try that?
That's such a good point. And honestly, this isn't exclusive to Leos at all. Think about it. Anyone can toss out a surface level compliment to try and, I don't know, make a good first impression or something. But when someone is truly interested, the compliments, they become more meaningful. They see beyond the surface, you know? They appreciate those qualities that make you unique.
So it's about looking beyond those initial sparks, those your eyes are beautiful kind of compliments.
Exactly. It's about those compliments that really resonate with who you are at your core.
That makes a lot of sense. So then what are some, I don't know, green flags to watch out for in terms of compliments?
Let's say you're chatting with a Leo man and he compliments your outfit. Instead of just saying thank you, try flipping the script a bit.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
You can say something like, thanks, I love this color too. What colors do you, like, gravitate towards? It's subtle, but it steers the conversation beyond the superficial. You can see if he's interested in engaging on a deeper level.
Ooh, clever.
Aww.
I'm adding that to my mental dating playbook.
Glit.
Now, the next sign this article mentions is all about those late night texts. You know how some messages just hit different after the sun goes down?
Oh, tell me about it.
The article, it connects those late night texts to a Leo man's, get this, fiery nature.
Okay, this, I've got to hear. Tell me more about this fiery connection.
So Leos, right, they're a fire sign, often linked to passion and, like, living in the moment.
Makes sense.
So that late night communication, it might just be their way of expressing those passionate impulses. Not necessarily a bad thing. But
how do you tell if it's genuine or just a fleeting spark?
Exactly. That's the million-dollar question.
It's all about looking at the bigger picture.
Ooh, I like that. Go on.
Do those late-night chats ever transition to daytime conversations? Does he make an effort to connect with you outside of those, let's say, after-dark hours?
So it's about consistency.
Precisely. If his interest seems to disappear with the sunrise, that might be a sign to, you know, proceed with caution.
Don't just focus on the fact that it's a late-night text. Look at how he communicates overall.
Good point.
Okay, on to our next sign. This one's interesting. The article, it claims that a Leo man who's not big on public dates might be signaling that he wants to keep things casual.
Interesting.
But I was thinking, could there be other reasons why someone might be hesitant about, you know, being seen together in public?
Oh, absolutely. Not everyone's comfortable with, like, PDA or broadcasting their relationship status to the world.
Right. Some people are more private, take a little longer to warm up to that idea.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean they're not committed.
Exactly. Plus, there are practical matters to consider. What if they live in a small town where everyone knows everyone? Or, you know, maybe their job makes it hard to find time for even a casual coffee date. Life's full of nuances.
It's not always black and white. So, listener, if your Leo man isn't rushing to hold your hand on a crowded street corner, don't panic just yet.
There might be a good explanation. And honestly, the most important thing is how he makes you feel when it is just the two of you.
So true. At the end of the day, that's what truly matters.
Absolutely. Those genuine moments, those are the ones that really count.
It really is all about that connection. Speaking of connection, yeah. This next sign is all about getting to know someone on a deeper level. So this article, it says a surefire way to know if a Leo man is smitten is if he shows a genuine interest in, like, your life outside of just the romantic stuff, your passions, your dreams, all of that.
Oh, absolutely. It's about feeling seen and understood for who you are, you know, at your core.
Right. Like, he wants to know the real you, not just the version you present on, like, date night.
Exactly. And this is where a Leo man's natural warmth and generosity, it can really shine.
Tell me more about that. How does that Leo energy, you know, translate into really wanting to know someone?
Well, Leos are ruled by the sun, right?
Right.
And just like the sun, it nourishes and sustains life. You know, here on Earth, Leos often have this innate desire to nurture and support those they care about.
So they want to be your biggest cheerleader, your confidant, like your partner in crime when it comes to chasing those dreams.
Exactly. They want to see you thrive. They want to see your passions ignite, you know. They'll ask you about your hobbies. They'll remember those little details you've shared, and they'll be there to celebrate your victories no matter how big or small.
Okay, listener, if your Leo man is asking about that pottery class you've been wanting to take, or if he remembers you have a big presentation at work, those are some major green flags right there.
100%. Pay attention to those details.
But this next sign, it's a bit of a curveball. The article warns that Leo men can be, shall we say, a bit flirtatious.
Ah, yes. The flirtatious Leo.
So how much flirting is too much, you know? Is there a way to tell if it's harmless or a sign of something, I don't know, more concerning?
That's the question, isn't it? And it's true, they are often blessed with charm and charisma and flirting. For them, it can be a big part of how they, I don't know, how they navigate the world. But there's a difference between, like, playful banter and disrespectful behavior.
So how can you tell if it's time to, like, raise an eyebrow? What are some red flags to watch out for?
Well, it comes down to, like, context and intention, right? A lighthearted exchange with a barista or a friendly conversation with a coworker, that's one thing. But if you start noticing a pattern of behavior that makes you feel uncomfortable, like he's constantly seeking attention from others or making, you know, inappropriate comments, that's a different story.
And this is where communication becomes so important, right?
Absolutely. Open and honest communication, that's key in any relationship. But especially when you're trying to navigate those potentially, I don't know, sensitive dynamics.
So, listener, if you're feeling a bit unsure about your Leo man's flirtatious side, don't be afraid to speak up. Let him know what you're comfortable with, what crosses the line for you. A partner who respects you, they will listen to those concerns and adjust their behavior.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Communication is key.
All right, let's move on to the next sign, which is all about, or rather the lack of, consistent communication. Have you ever experienced that? When someone you're dating, they start blowing hot and cold, and you're left wondering where you stand.
Oh, I've been there. It's not a fun feeling.
The article suggests this could be a red flag when it comes to Leo men. But is this a Leo-specific trait, or is it a common relationship hurdle anyone can encounter?
You know, you've hit the nail on the head with that question. This is definitely a universal relationship challenge. It's not just a Leo thing. And inconsistent communication, it can stem from a lot of different things, some more innocent than others.
So how can our listener, how can they decipher the mixed signals? How do you know if it's just like a busy week at work versus a deliberate attempt to create distance?
That's where those powers of observation come into play. You got to look at the bigger picture. Does he generally make an effort to stay connected, even if it's just a quick text to say good morning or thinking of you? Or does he disappear for days on end, leaving you feeling anxious and unsure?
So it's not just about the frequency of communication, but the quality of it, the effort behind it. It's about feeling like you're a priority, even when life gets hectic.
Precisely. And if you're noticing a pattern of behavior that leaves you feeling, I don't know, neglected or unimportant, that's a conversation you need to have. Open and honest communication is the only way to address those issues and find a solution that works for both partners.
Communication, always a good mantra for navigating the ups and downs of relationships. Speaking of navigating those twists and turns, this next sign is a big one. Introducing a partner to friends and family. Now, the article we're diving into, it suggests that if a Leo man is hesitant to make those introductions, it could be a sign that he's not quite ready to fully commit. What are your thoughts on this from like an astrological perspective? Is there more to this than meets the eye?
It's a big step meeting the friends and family, right? Like it makes you wonder if there's some connection there between a Leo man's hesitation and, you know, his place in the zodiac.
It's definitely interesting to think about because Leos, right? We've talked about how they're often drawn to the spotlight, to sharing their lives with everyone.
So it almost seems counterintuitive that they'd shy away from something like that, right?
Yeah.
It's such a big introduction.
Right. Like they're hesitant to share that, you know, spotlight of their affection.
Exactly.
But there could be a few reasons why. Remember, Leos, they also have that strong sense of pride. They want to present their best selves to the world.
And that includes choosing a partner who they feel, you know, really reflects their values, their aspirations. So if he's hesitant to make those introductions, it might be because he's still figuring out if you're the one, you know, the one he wants to share that stage with.
So it's not necessarily a red flag, but definitely something to like pay attention to.
Yeah.
It's about understanding, I guess, the motivation behind that hesitation.
Exactly. And you know what helps with that?
What's that?
Open and honest communication. Like, if you've been dating for a while and you're starting to wonder about those introductions, don't be afraid to, you know, just express how you're feeling and listen to his perspective, too.
It's about finding that balance, respecting his pace, but also, like, advocating for your own needs in the relationship.
100%. It's about teamwork.
It really is. Okay, this next point, it's a big one, and it really resonated with me. The article, it emphasizes that while these 8 signs are great to keep in mind, it's important to remember that every relationship is unique, and every Leo man is different.
Couldn't agree more. We can't forget that astrology, it's just one lens, one way to look at the complexities of love and relationships, you know?
Right, exactly. Like, you wouldn't say all roses are the same just because they're called roses, right?
Yeah.
They share some things in common, but they each, you know, bloom in their own way.
Precisely. And the same goes for relationships, especially those with, you know, the dynamic Leo man. He's multifaceted.
He is. So while these signs can be helpful guides, they shouldn't be taken as, like, the absolute truth.
Right. It's about trusting your gut. Pay attention to how this particular Leo man makes you feel.
Trust your instincts. That's so important. So as we wrap up this deep dive into, you know, the heart of a Leo man, what are some universal tips you can share for navigating new relationships and making sure your needs are met, regardless of, you know, astrological signs?
That is a great question. Okay, so first and foremost, know thyself.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. Before you can even begin to, like, embark on a journey with someone else, you've got to understand your own wants, your own needs, your expectations for the relationship. What are your non-negotiables? What are your hopes and dreams?
Like having your own personal relationship roadmap.
Exactly. You've got to know where you're going before you can invite someone else along for the ride. And once you have a better grasp on your own needs, that's when you can start to communicate them effectively with a potential partner. Which brings me to my second point. Communication is key.
It's the magic ingredient.
It really is. Be open and honest about your feelings, both the good and the bad. Learn to express your needs in a way that feels safe and respectful. And remember to listen to your partner's perspective, even when you don't necessarily agree.
It's about creating that space where you both feel heard.
Right.
Understood.
Precisely. And then finally, don't ever be afraid to seek out professional guidance if you're, you know, struggling to navigate those inevitable ups and downs that come with relationships. A therapist, a counselor, they can provide a neutral, supportive space for you and your partner to work through challenges, strengthen your bond.
It's like having a relationship coach in your corner.
Exactly. And remember, relationships should be a source of joy, not anxiety. If you're constantly stressed, insecure, unsure of where you stand with someone, it might be time to, you know, reevaluate. You deserve a partner who celebrates you for who you are, makes you feel safe, loved, appreciated. Don't settle for anything less.
You deserve a love that feels like coming home.
Beautifully said. A love that feels like sunshine and stardust, all rolled into one.
I love that. Sunshine and stardust. That's what we're all looking for, right? Well, listeners, I think we've officially decoded the mysteries of the Leo man. We explored his fiery nature, his love for compliments, his desire for a love that's both passionate and enduring.
And we've given you the tools, the knowledge to navigate those relationships with confidence and clarity.
We went from star-crossed to star-lined. A huge thank you to our listener who sent in this fascinating topic. We hope you feel empowered, enlightened.
And remember, no matter what your sign is, the most important thing is to approach relationships with an open heart, a curious mind, and that willingness to embrace, you know, just how complex and beautiful love can be.
That's a wrap on today's episode. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep those fascinating topics coming.